by popular demand, I want to go over the whole measurement in scratch, okay, with obviously a very major and key for himself to the whole thing, as we're going to see. We'll start from the Susa, from scratch, from the bottom up, and then I want to say another level in the Cheshbon that I'm going to say now, which I said yesterday, but we're going to go over again. What was the Suffolk by Mesusa? The Suffolk by Mesusa, all the Rishonim agreed. All the Rishonim agreed that when I have a Suffolk, whether Mammon belongs to me, all the Rishonim agreed that when I have a Suffolk, whether Mammon belongs to me, and the din of the Suffolk is that I don't get the money. I'm repeating. I have money that's a Suffolk whether the money belongs to me or not. And the din of the Suffolk is that I don't get the money. For example, what will be a case where I don't get the money? Where either I paskin Yachleku, or I paskin Kol D'Langvar, or I paskin Avodah Zarah Mechavei Avaraya. But the Suffolk doesn't allow me to have the money. Either because the other guy takes it, or because the other guy could grab it. But the Suffolk didn't give me. It's not me. I didn't get the money. Okay? So I have money that's Suffolk money. And the Suffolk, the din of the Suffolk didn't give it to me. For all types of reasons. I didn't say that. It could be didn't give me because somebody else got it. It could be didn't give it to me because somebody else could grab it. But it's not by me. That's for sure. Okay? It's not by me. That's how it would be Magdir. The characterization of this Suffolk of Mesusa, it's a money that's Suffolk mine, but the din of the Suffolk didn't give me the money. Is Be'etzem, the din should be in such a case that I can't make this thing English. Maybe it's Suffolk mine. But since the Suffolk befoil, the din of the Suffolk didn't give it to me practically, so it's lacking my Bible, it's lacking my Rosh Hashanah. That's how it would be Magdir. The agenda of all these three cases, or Mesusa for sure. By Mesusa, everybody agrees to this. The first Suffolk of the Gemara is Machlokes Rashi and Tosfos. But in Mesusa, everybody agrees that the nature of the Suffolk is I have money, which is Suffolk money, A. B, it's not by me. And since it's not by me, so practically, even on the side that the money is mine, but it's not under my Shalita. That's the gather of the case of what characterizes the lumpness of Mesusa is. That's what I'm lacking Rosh Hashanah. The one who said the lashon of lacking Rosh Hashanah was the Rashi in the end of the Ramaskul Olam Emelach. Rashi said it's not Rosh Hashanah. So therefore, one side is you give me Makdashim because you don't have control over it. By the way, you can't give me Makdashim be suffering because even on the Tzad that is yours, it's not by you. Even on the Tabi Shmai, the Alagat, it's not by you. It's practically the Hilchos HaSafik, practically the din of the object took it away from you. What happens in a case where the din of the Suffolk leaves you epis a finger in the pie? It leaves you a schust kifa. It gives you the right to grab it. And if you'll grab it, then the Suffolk will allow you to take it. There's a moitik aloshin Rashi, which we read yesterday, but I didn't put enough stress on it. Rashi says aloshin, which on a certain level is critical. Rashi says aloshin here. Look at this lashon now. The time of the gizav avoida, the reason why it's also the gizav avoida, this is the maskana of Rabbah. Lav mishum di lehele koyin shum koyach b'hen. Don't see this lashon. I have a minute thought that the reason why the koyin is able to be magnish the bukhar, I'm using the word koyin magnish bukhar, he's not the word magnish it. The Gemara had me in the thought that the reason why is because he has shum koyach. What's shum koyach mean? You have it? But what does shum koyach mean? These two words, shum koyach, are the heart of the sugya. It's Mount Mori the Garashi. What does shum koyach mean? He has epis a koyach. What's shum koyach? He has epis. Not because the koyin has epis a koyach. That Rashi, by the way, gives away the whole sugya. He has epis akoyach. What do you mean epis akoyach? It's his or it's not his. No, that's exactly the nature of the Suffolk. The nature of the Suffolk is that he has shum koyach. Not because Rashi's going on Rabbah's teretz. Don't think that the reason why it's also is because he has a shum koyach. Shteit in Rashi, there was the havamina. Shteit in Rashi, so what was the havamina? The Havamina was that he has a Shum Koyach. He has Epis HaKoyach. He has Epis HaKoyach over here. He has something in it. And that itself is the nature of the Suffolk of the Gemara. The nature of the Suffolk of the Gemara is when you have a Shum Koyach, when you have Epis in it, you have Epis of rights in it, you have the right to be Magdish. Is that enough bilus to make a Magdish? I'm going to say today two levels. This is the basic level. Now we're going to raise it. That's Niflamoy. That was a Suffolk of the Gemara. Is the Shum Koyach, according to Rashi, is the Epis of Koyach that you have enough to give you enough rights in the object that it's called under your Shlita in money that's not under your Shlita? Okay? It's not under your Shlita. Step one in the Sugya. Step two in the Sugya. Came along Rav Hamnuna, and Rav Nuna said that I have a raya from Suffolk Bukhairis. Because by Suffolk Bukhairis, Rav Hamnuna held. He held a few things. He held, first of all, that the Iser Giz of Avoida, which is the Chalais Kedushas HaKarban of the Bechor, is a result of the Torah, of the Matnas Kuna that belongs to the Kayan. Rav Hamnuna held, A, that the Kedusha of the Bechor, the Kedushas HaKarban of the Bechor, the Dinim which stem from the Kedusha of the Karban of the Bechor, are a result of the Kayan's ownership. That means the Mominus of the Kayan. And the Ritva Yishanim says that it's as if the Kayan is the one who makes it Hekdash. That's the relationship in Rav Hamnuna's Havamina between the Kohen's Mominus and the Chalais Kedusha. And Hagam that the Kohen doesn't have to actually make it Hegdish because it's Kaddish from the second that it's born, even if the Kohen doesn't know about it. The Kohen's not the one who actually makes the Hegdish. But together at Vorm is, it's as if the Hegdish is called Machmas the Kohen's Hegdish. Machmas the Shevet of the Kohanim. So watch what I'm going to say now. So Rav Hamnuna had a Kasha. Rav Hamnuna had a Kasha, excuse me. Rav Hamnuna had a Kasha. Bibaldo's Pasha the Rav Hamnuna, that the Isser Gizav Avoida, the Isser of Kedusha Sakarbin, stems from where? From the Mamas of the Kayin. That was Pasha to him. That's what we took on. Rabbi argued. Rabbi said, oh, it's Kedusha Bavelo. But Rav Hamnuna took on that what? That the Kedusha of the Karbin is Tali in the Mamas. So Rav Hamnuna had Shver. Either Psak is Avoid Mechavel Varaya. So it's out of your rishos, it's out of your control. The Mitzvah of Hamnuna took on that the level of Bailos that I need in the Karbin to go ahead and make the Isser Gizav Avoida, to go ahead and create the Kedusha of a carbon is the same level of Bailos that I need to go make it Hekdish. If I don't have it, it's out of range, it's out of reach. So the Suffolk was Mafkiah the Koyach of the Kehanim in this object. The Suffolk was Mafkiah the Koyach of the Kehanim in this object. They don't have a Koyach in it. So how could the Kedusha be Chal? That was what bothered Rav Hamnuna when he learned the Mishnah that said that it's also Begizim Avoida. How can you also Begizim Avoida? It's always a real prior. Said Rav Hamnuna a Teretz, that the Teretz is A, because if the Kohen would grab it, Tuk for Kohen ain't Metzim Yodah. He held that Tuk for Kohen ain't Metzim Yodah. So it comes out that the Suffolk of Avoitzimich of Araya leaves a Shum Koyach to the Kohen. The Kohen has Epes HaKoyach in it. And vice dois, that's enough to go ahead and make a Chalais Kedusha, that's enough Mamu Koyen to be called. So Rav Hamnuna's shtickle in Tuk for Koyen was based on three Hanochas. One is that the Kedusha of the carbon is totally on the Mamunus of the Koyen, A. B, where is the Mamunus of the Koyen? It's out of reach. It's how much of a raya? The answer is, but he could grab. Premise number two, big chedesh. That is the sukkah of Tarfa Koyen, that a guy can grab and change the psak of Yitzhak Yoraya. And halacha number three is, and that you can grab, is enough to go make it hekdesh. Three halachas there of Nuna Torah. Huna said three shtekel of Torah. He said that the kedusha of the Bukhar is totally in the moments of the coin. That's one premise. The second premise is, you're allowed to grab it. And that you have a right to grab it, step number three, is that therefore that's enough to go make it hekdesh. I want to separate. He said three separate kedushim. He said, A, that the Kedusha is totally on the Mominus. He said that, B, you're allowed to grab it. And C, that you're allowed to grab it. Hagam, that it's not in your hand. It's enough to go make it Hegdish. Now we have a riot to Mesusa. After I said these three Kedusha, after I said these three Hanochas, now I have a riot to Mesusa. I have a riot to Mesusa. After I said three Kedusha, I said Kedush number one is that the Kedusha is totally on that. Kedush number two is that I'm allowed to grab it. Kedush number three is that the right to grab it is enough to go make it Hegdish. Now I have a right to Mesusa, that a case where you're allowed to grab it, a gam that it's out of reach, that's enough to go make it Hegdish. What a rabbi answer. Rabbi answer that you're wrong on two accounts. First of all, you're wrong because Tuk for Koyen Metzim Yodah, that's an international sugya. Tuk for Koyen Metzim Yodah. Rabbi said, "Talk about you're allowed to grab." Now, the minute you grabbed, so the whole castle of Rav Hamnuna collapsed, right? The minute you're not allowed to grab, So it comes back Rav Amnon's kasha. So why in the world is it hekdish? You don't have rights in it. It's out of your control. It's out of your rishus. The answer must be that it's kedusha b'me'elov. So Rabbah came along and collapsed the whole castle, the whole building, the whole fortress of Rav Amnon. You said a whole shtikol Torah that the kedusha hakarbon is telling the mominus. A. And B, the reason why it's cool to have moment is I can grab. And that right to grab is enough to make it hekdish. You're wrong on all three accounts. On all three accounts you're wrong. You're wrong because you can't grab. And therefore it can't be that the Kedushas are carbon is totally in moment. And therefore there's no right to Mesusa because nobody told you that grabbing is a right to go make it hekdish. That's what everyone answers. Okay. That's part one. Okay? Part one. That's the Chazara, what I said the last 2 days. Before I get into what was bothering the Eilam, about Shalsa Be'akav Tzavak, I'll get to that soon, okay? I want to stop here for a second and say a Dove Neira, a Dove Niflim shot. There's something fascinating, which I want you to pay attention to. The Gemara, I want to say a Zachim shot before I move into the very, very deep alumnus. Watch. The Gemara brought Suffolk number one. If you hold the shalsik rakach tzavak works by achleku, what happens by gdisha bolay takfa? We didn't grab it. You could grab it, but you didn't grab it. So the mark goes into the whole suffix. It's very interesting. Did you notice that Rashi didn't work about mesusa? Rashi, if you notice, didn't bother explaining the suffix of mesusa. There's no Rashi. Doesn't say a word. Rashi is completely in this alam. Rashi doesn't explain the suffix of mesusa. Not a word. Tesis, the bottom Tesis, explains the Harichos Godol, the Suffolk of Mesusa, with Oidoma. Very hard Tesis, very hard Tesis. Tesis explains it's not the Suffolk. It's very simple, it's very Geschmack. If he Tesis, if he Rashi, the Suffolk of Mesusa was identical to the Suffolk of Yiddish Bilei Tokfo. We were there yesterday in Rashi. Rashi says, the Imtim Soleimar of Rav Zera is going on what? It's going on Mesusa also, right? Rashi says first that the suffix by Mesusa, about whether the guy was able to do Magdish, was Lefi the Tzad, that Hekdish will talk for work with that Shasak Rakach Tzavak, Intim Solema. What did I say? It's Duyuk and Taisis, Duyuk and Rashi, that the suffix of Mesusa is identical to the suffix number one. It's the suffix of Intim Solema. Yeah, Yachleku, can you grab this? It's Niflamoy, watch. Lefi Taisis, suffix number one was not this Lomdish suffix. We explained why yesterday. Why? Because by Yachleku, this is the central of the Shitas of the Sugya. Tezos by Yachleku, you cannot grab. If not by Yachleku, you cannot grab. Suffolk number one could not be a Lomdish Suffolk, because you're not allowed to grab. You don't have rights in it. Are you allowed to grab? That's not called grabbing. That's called Taido. So if Shitas Tezos holds by Yachleku, you're not allowed to grab. So by Shitas Tezos and Suffolk number one, it could not have been a Lomdish Suffolk of a Zach that you could grab. You can't grab. If you have Taido, you'll grab. That's not called the right to grab. So what was the Suffolk of Shitas? About Matish Suffolk. When a guy grabs, is the shtika hida or not? When a guy makes a hegdish, is the shtika on the hegdish, it's dvarim a hegdish or not? Sniflamoid. But that wasn't suffix number two. Suffix number two wasn't the suffix shtika, we know that, because the Gemara stole it to the Bukhar, there was no shtika, correct? Correct? So Tesis has to go out of his way, Lashitasa, to explain what the suffix Ramasusa was. That's the bottom Tesis that we'll see. Rashi Lashitasa learned the suffix one and suffix two are identical. Rashi said, same Mitzvah Solemer. It's Bukfakarat. Rashi doesn't have to explain what the Mitzvah Solemer is. Rashi doesn't explain what the Suffolk number two is. Suffolk number two is a carbon copy of Suffolk number one. So Rashi doesn't say a word. That's Emes Lamitesh of Shat Rashi Lishitosa. If you mount Rashi Lishitosa, says that Mesusa is also under the umbrella of the Mitzvah Solemer, which means that Mesusa was the exact same Suffolk. He had a Dinyach Leku, and a guy could have grabbed, he said, Shazam Rakach Tzavach. He didn't grab, he made it hectic. By the way, Suffolk two and Suffolk one are identically the same. You had a Tzach, which was Yachleku. You went ahead and made it hectic on the other half. You could have grabbed the Shazam Rakach Tzavach. Rashi doesn't have to explain what the Suffolk of Mesusa is. It's the same Suffolk. Toshma. According to Tesis, who learns that Suffolk number one can't be a Suffolk along the Shasuffolk, because over there it's saying Achleku, you're not allowed to grab, only if you have a Haidor Gomorrah. So Tesis has to explain. So what's Suffolk from Mesusa? Tesis explains. Suffolk from Mesusa is all there, what we said. He doesn't have to. The Gemara is such a long Gemara. The Gemara says everything he needs to say. There's nothing to explain. There's a Forsha Gemara there. That's the Hamodas Advarim, the Pashva. There's nothing Rashi to say, by the way. The Gemara is explicit. We'll explain the Gemara now according to Rashi, Arichos. But the Gemara is an explicit Gemara. The Gemara explains what the two Tzadim is. I did what I talked for. He talked for. Really, that's what I just said is Emes Lamita Shel Torah in the Hamodas Hapshat of the Sugya over here. It's that the Etzim Hamodas Hapshat of the Sugya, that's the Tzuras Advarim. According to Rashi, Suffolk 1 and 2 are the Lomdish Suffolk, so Rashi doesn't have to explain it. And according to Tosfos, the new Suffolk Tosfos goes out of his way to explain a very, very difficult Tosfos what the Hasbara is. So now we can start. That's yesterday's raid. I want to remind you, I left off yesterday pointing out, which I just said, that there seems to be behind the scenes a major machlekes of what level do I need to get out of Yachleku. Tosfos holds that to get out of Yachleku you need a Haidah. You need a Haidah, so that's not called a right to grab. And therefore Tosfos has to learn Suffolk number one, and that's why Tosfos has to learn A, Suffolk number one is Vavbata Shasuffolk, and B, Suffolk number two has to be called Olam Gvar. Because in the world of Yachleku there's no ability to chab. I just said two big legit alsos. A, Tosfos learns that Suffolk number one, which is by Yachleku, has to be a Vavbata Shasuffolk. It can't be a Lamda Shasuffolk because you don't have a right to grab. And in case number two, it has to be called Olam Gvar because by Yachleku you don't have a right to grab. How do I know that Suffolk number two is a Lamda Shasuffolk? Because the Gemara compares it to Bukhar, and by Bukhar there was no speaker. Yidu. Now we start. Listen carefully now. So there's a big kasha. I'm going to be asked yesterday. There's a Moedic Kashayla here. There's a Gefela Kashayla here. There's a Kushat Suma here. Lishitas Rashi and all the Rishainim who learn that the Suffolk number one of the Gemara was the Lamda Shasuffolk, the Suffolk of Vesusa, which is, by the way, the Pashim Shah and the Gemara. Gemara's not mashed through the different Sekas. Tosfos learns because he has no choice. Kibidubra. What forced Tosfos to change the Seder? The big raid. Because it's a Hidah, it's not a Fisa. Rashi argues. So there's a Pashim catastrophe in the Gemara here. What was the Suffolk of the Gemara? The Suffolk of the Gemara was that you have an object, a talus, which has a din of Yachleku. And I jump in, I want to make Hekdish the other half. The half, that's why I can make it Hekdish, let's say. But I want to go make the other half Hekdish. So the Shaila is, what's the Shaila? Do you have enough Milos to make it? What's the Shaila? Because you can grab it. How can you grab it? You can grab it. That's the Mahalach of the Almudri Rashi. So the Lashon of the Gemara is impossible. It's not a deep. It says the Gemara, let's see inside. In Tim Tzolemar, talk to Echel Befaneinu, Emotzinas V'yaday. Higdisha B'loi talk for Mahal. Given the Omer Mamre, also the Gavakim, is also the head, you dummy command to talk for dummy. But then I hash to me, I'll lay talk for, Iksiv. So the Gemara's Mirasa Negra. Lefi Rashi, and now I want to present part two of today. Lefi Rashi, my Rabbi say, what is the Suffolk of the Gemara? Lefi Rashi, old Rishonim. Suffolk of the Gemara is, when I have a talus, when he's the Nusach Hedos said, which is out of reach, because I want to go to Raya, which is Yachleku, I want to make an Hegdish, is the fact that I could grab it, or be able to make an Hegdish. That's a Suffolk, right? Supposed to say, command to talk for dummy. I mean, also looking for myself, so I'll head you dummy. I don't know what it means. Let's say, and I want to present my kasha in the following way. Let's say there wouldn't be a din kodami, also looking for myself, so I'll head you dummy. Let's say it wouldn't be true. Let's say until it reaches the hand of the gizbar, it's not kaddish, okay? Let's say. You make a hegdish, and then it has to, you have to have a kinyan, it has to get to the guy, right? There won't be a wedding gold. There won't be a Suffolk of the Gemara, but you can make a hegdish. Why is the Suffolk of the Gemara based on the fact that Hegdish is commanded to talk for? Why is it commanded to talk for, by the way? Because I'm here also the Gemara, because also the Hegdish. It's like you took it out of the Rishos. Let's say it wouldn't be called that took it out of the Rishos. Let's say it would be Usser over there. It wouldn't be called that it was given over to Hegdish. It wouldn't be given. Let's say I'll tell you the Hegdish would be Chal over there. Hegdish would be chal, and it wouldn't be called Kemisi Rosso Lehedge. It wouldn't be called Commanded Tokfa. It wouldn't be called this high level Zach that it's already by Hegdish. Hegdish is holding on to it. Without that, it's not. It would be chal and Isser Misafik, okay? Because it's Usser, because maybe it's Hegdish. But it's not called that Chesh Mishma is by Hegdish already. There wouldn't be a Safik of the Gemara. Why not? You made a tragic mistake every Friday. Watch. Can I grab the Ayideh Shazak Vakar Safik? I can grab it. So if I'll do an act of tfisa, it'll be mine. A real act of tfisa. And if this Suffolk of the Gemara, if I do a real, something that I could do an act of tfisa is enough in my control to make it Hegdish. So I made it Hegdish. What does that have to do with command to talk for Tommy? What does that have to do with Amrosa the Kavak, also the Hedge Dummy? The Gemara is a Pella Otsam. What?
Where does
proof, that's what that means. Hegdish is a chalais that's chal on the zach, okay? My ability to make it hegdish depends on whether it's a my rishus or not, correct? Whether it's a my rishus or not depends whether I have a right to grab it. I have a right to grab it. If I go ahead and grab it with shasik ba'kach tzavach, it will become mine, correct? I can't hear you. I think we're saying in Tzolim. I don't know what you want. I'm in Rashi. I don't know what you're talking about. The fee Rashi. I'm in Rashi now. The Gemara says this is how that it works. The Gemara says Shazavakatzava works. That wasn't the Suffolk point of Rashi, correct? That wasn't the self-acquainted Rashi. Just Dutch increasing. Huge Dutch increasing. I don't like that. Make a taste. Once Rashi is all like that, Rashi, Rashi, why making up a Zach doesn't say a word of Rashi, such a Rebbe's Machal? Make a taste. Besides the fact that if it's a Tisa or a Shus, by the way, so I let you take it, Lamaisa, so what should we do to make a difference? That's what Hatavi was saying. He's saying a Pesach, by the way. He's saying an answer. He's saying that the Gemara was preempting that it's a double Pasha Lefi Rashi. It's a double Pasha Lefi Rashi. The things which are Dvarim, I don't have to be Meichetu, and therefore I didn't do anything. The whole Stikot Torah, I'm not Mechal with that, by the way. Mechatesi Rashi holds such a thing, but Rashi doesn't say a word about such a thing. It says Achatesi is made up. Mechatesi, Posefus. I have no reason to say such a thing in Rashi. I have no basis to say such a thing in Rashi. I'm repeating my question. My question is that my ability to make it Hegdish, okay? My ability to make it Hegdish is because I have a right to grab it. When would I grab it? If the Bishalzim Akachatzal, I'll grab it, right? And that gives me, like I said earlier today, that gives me a handle on the object. I have a finger on the object. I have a Shum Koyach in it, right? So I'll make it Hegdish, finished. I have a question, make it Hegdish. The Sophic Hegdish, this thing is Sophic mine? It's Sophic mine, yeah? It's Sophic mine? Hold on. It's Sophic mine, yes. So let the Hegdish be Chal. I tell me it's Ener Rosh Hussar, I can grab it. Like we have other Susa, Rosh Hussar, I can grab it? Yeah, I can grab it. We have to come on to the talk for dummy. We have to come on to that for. Otherwise, I can go ahead and grab it, and the story's over. That's the Poshim Shah and the Sugya. The Fitoisvis is not sure, right? Why? The Fitoisvis is the full void. The Fitoisvis, like you said. The Fitoisvis that the Suffolk is what? Whether or not people are Meicha and Dvorim. So the Shaila is this called Tkifo, is this called just Dvorim? The Fitoisvis, the Lashon Dvorim is the full void. The Fitoisvis, that's when people are not Meicha and Dvorim. So what's the reason why over here the shtick is carried out? Because it's command to talk for dummy, because it's cool like you took it already. You want to hear more? You think of Nafkamina? The Elm's going to faint from the Nafkamina. I have a Nafkamina. Second. This is the Nafkamina I have. Yeah. I have a more you think of Nafkamina. The Elm will faint from the Nafkamina. Won't be in a case. I have a case. Second, Friday, you know what I mean. I have a case. You want to hear a case? Schneider is a metallist, two guys holding on to a talus. And one guy, Yachliku, right? One guy, instead of being magdish the other half, he sold the other half. He sold the other half to a guy. He's the sale chal misafik. You want to know that afkamina? The guy was Makadish, a lady with the other half of the talus, and the lady with Kudesh was misafik. Have an interesting shadow. Why did more stole the shadow of Dafka by Yigdisha? Why did more stole the shadow in a case where you sold it? Sold the other half for the talis. Is the sale Chalmi Suffolk? Nafkamina is. The guy who bought it, can you go be Mekadosh Lady with it? Moyer Abayza, what would be the dintet? Why is it about Hegdish? Hegdish is a far fetching, we don't know too much about culture. Selling! I sold the other half for the talis. What would be the dintet? Even if it's not one, it's going to work. Chas Shalom, it won't work.
That's my money, so then
say anything about Hegdish, say Rabbi, say.
It's not Pershusi.
But if I can grab it, that's what you're talking about. Is that Pershusi is a problem only by Hegdish, what about?
I thought so.
Can't hear you.
I thought so.
Oh, you thought so. Really? Okay. Yeah. So I have a question. Why think more stole the Shiloh on selling? What do you say? Why did Marcel sell a Hegdish, by the way? So you can't sell something to individual, so. Right? Are they firm? Don't you know the din is that somebody steals something to you, you can't sell it? Can't Hegdish, you can't do anything? Because it's individual, so. What was it, Hegdish? Can't take any colors. So what happened to myself, was it? You want all the shots at one time? Why are you so much shots? Do you let your wife for birthday? Yeah. I'm missing your question. Why did Gemara still dafka on Hegdish, you hear? Why did Gemara still dafka on Hegdish? The guy sold it. You can't sell something to Zanavish, sir. Same thing. You know what the answer is? I'll tell you what the answer is. The answer is that it won't work because it's not command to talk for. The sale was chal, but it wasn't command to talk for because the Zach is stole by Yana guy. If you bought the Zach is stole by Yana guy, you didn't grab it yet. You may have sold it, but you didn't grab it yet. You need command to talk for. You need to have your Russell, the Gavoya, can be see Russell, the head, you dummy. And the big question is why? But there's no question, it's a no-brainer that according to Rashi, that learns that the topic of sugya, suffix number one, was not Rabbi Hirsher, whether or not shtika is a shtika or not, okay? That wasn't the agenda, Bahal. That wasn't the agenda, Bahal. And therefore, it was a no-brainer. You made such a mistake. You fooled me for a second. The shtika that Rashi is talking about is not on the hekdesh, it's on the grabbing. What are you talking about? Let's chase that cup. What's the suffix going to Rashi? What's the topic according to Rashi? I made it hektish because I could have what? So what do I care if the shtika the hektish is on the shtika is not on the grabbing? The shtika is not on the hektish, the shtika is on the grabbing. Well, the grabbing is not the farm. What are you talking about? I have to go over Rabbi Hirsch's mistake over here, it's very important. According to Rashi, what is suffering number one? Okay, if I'm chapping Rabbi Hirsch, there's a reason why. That means he's above you all. Yeah? I'm asking Rabbi Hirsch is bringing out a point. You have the mistake you made? What? It was a mistake you made, we'll be marked on it. Okay? We're going to call it from now on the Hirscher mistake. Okay? You made it into the Einstein's theory, correct? Then it's Hirsch's mistake, correct? Hirsch's mistake is a lot more harsh than Einstein's theory. So Einstein is describing a Zach. That's Kayim Beseder. The Eberste made a Zach. And he said, this is what there is. Hirsch's. Compare Hirsch's caution to Einstein's theory, just a cop. Yeah? Dorov Amaratson. Yeah? But Hirsch made a huge mistake. The suffix of the Gemara, according to Rashi, was what? Yeah? What are you elbowing Yaroshev? He doesn't know what Einstein is. You know the theory. He doesn't know what you're talking about, Bachal. He thinks that Einstein was the name of his second grade English teacher. Yeah? I know. You know what the theory is. You don't know what it was Chal on. You don't know who he was. What? Only Torah. Only if he wasn't a mathematician, Amaros. Yeah? Only Torah. Yaroshev's Kulei Torah. Yeah? Listen carefully. The suffix of the Gemara, if you actually want to bring out from the Hirsch mistake, the kasha that I'm asking, the suffix of the Gemara, if you Rashi was, can I make hektish the other half of the talis? Can I make the other half of the talis hektish? Because I could grab it if there would be shasak rakach tzavach. That was the suffix, correct? That's the suffix. Can I make the other half of the talis hektish today? Because I have a shum koyach. What's the shum koyach have? That if I'll grab it, there'll be shasak rakach tzavach. That is the suffix, correct? So for that suffix, I don't need to have that. It's command to talk with dummy. I made it hektish today. Let it be chalmi suffix because I have a shum koyach. What's the shum koyach that I have? Shasek v'akach tov. It works. Why does it have to say it's command to talk for? Why does the hektish have to be command to talk for? As long as I have a shum koyach in this object, which is that I can grab it by shasek v'akach tov, therefore I can go and now make a hektish misafik. Let the hektish. Let's say the hektish wouldn't be amirasa gavur. It wouldn't be talk for. It would stay by yenegai. It wouldn't be called that it's by the Eibishta. It would be called the is all over. Molech alar it's kavoyde, which the Rishonim speak out is what Amirasa the Gavoyde and Amirasa the Hedja means. It's not by the Eibush, it's by that guy. I sold it. That's what I'm saying. What do I have to go on the Hekdesh for? I went in and sold it to somebody else. Is it called Suffolk his? Because I could grab it. I have a Shum Koyach. And if I'll grab it, Rabbi Hirsher, then I've added the grabbing will work. So why is it going to have to get on? These lines. That's the Pella Otsum in the Gemara. Why do I have to get it on? I said it's Suffolk. The hektish is anyway chal misuffolk over here. Misuffolk let it be chal because I have a shum koyach. What are we talking about? But anyway, the Gemara is talking about all chal misuffolk. There's no vade over here. We're trying to get it to a suffolk because if it's out of your reach, it's not even a suffolk. Yeah? But at the end of the day, it's suffolk shayna shalom. We know that it's a suffolk. It's not more than a suffolk. Mela, fregech, a bomb kasha. By the way, this is Tosis Riotis Pshat. By the way, this is Tosis Riotis Pshat. Tosis Riotis Pshat is that the need that is it a tkifa or not? Is it a shtika or not? Is it a mocha or not? Is it a hido or not? But if you Rashi, you learn that the suffix is when I have a shum koyach, can I make it hektish now? Why do I need the hektish to be the tkifa? I have a shum koyach. But the pella otzim, and I'm being about enough kamina. The floor is shake with such enough kamina. What happens if I sold it? When I sell it, it's not command to talk for. When I sell it, it's not command to talk for. When I sell it, it's by Yana Guy's law. I didn't give it up to Yana Guy. It's actually like this. So I heard from Rabbi Asher many, many, many years ago. He said a big aside over here. He said one of the hearts of the Sugir. Again, this is not the heart of the Sugir of talk for coin yet. This is the Sugir of Mesusa. He said like this. Listen carefully. Up till now, we learned that up to now we learned everything that I said in my Hakdama today. Bear with me. Up to now we learned everything that I said in my Hakdama today. What did I say in my Hakdama today? What I said was that you have a Zach that's Suffolk mine, A. I have a Zach that's a Suffolk mine, okay? I have a Zach that's Suffolk mine, A. I have a Zach that's Suffolk mine, A. B. The Suffolk Zach that's wine is out of reach. And three, I have Epes HaShachas, I have a Shum Koyach. I'm writing this Lashon HaRashi, okay? So up to now we learned, and this is how it went today so far, that if you have a Zach that's Suffolk yours, but it's out of reach, but you have a Shum Koyach, is that Shum Koyach enough to give you Bailus today to go make it Hekdash? Vice-versa, that's not enough. That means I said the introduction deliberately till now, because that's the mainstream, mainline shot. But vice-versa, that lumpness is not enough to go make it Hekdash. And the Bir Adva was like this. Not that you have a schus tkifa is not enough to go ahead and make it hekdesh today. There's another level of lumdus on top of that, which is what the Gemara is saying. Together, who is that the etzem, this zach is sofik mine. Watch what I'm going to say now. This zach is sofik mine, A. But the sofik, the din of the sofik, took it away from me. Paskin dechleikum. They took it out of my reach. I say the whole talus is mine. And the psak, the sofik, said it's echleikum, it's not yours. So the Suffolk took it away. What did the Suffolk leave me by Los Legabi? So it's out of reach. It's very nice that it's a Suffolk mind, but it's a Suffolk mind that's out of reach. It's a Suffolk mind that's not Pershul Suffolk, says Rashi. What did the Suffolk leave me? It left me a finger in the Zach. What did it leave me? It left me a Gevis of Bailos in the Zach, Legabi Tkifa. Legabi Tkifa, I have a Bailos. Legabi Tkifa, I have a Bailos. Legabi grabbing it, I still retain my Bailos. Said the Gemara, it's not the pshat that the schus kifa that you have creates you a bailum. What it means is that you are left over one chelik of the bailos, which is the right legabi kifa, I'm still the bailum. And therefore, here's the bomb. If hekdish wouldn't be called an act of kifa, you wouldn't be able to make it hekdish. Because the zach is batsam out of your reach. And the only thing that's called that it's in the bailus is what the Suffolk left for you. What did the Suffolk leave for you? The Suffolk left for you for the right to grab. That means you have the ability to be poil chalois on the talus today that's not more than your rights in the object. I repeat. You have the ability to be poil on the talus today that's out of your reach. Hazach chalois. That's not more than what you have. It can't be more than your rights in the object. Your rights in the object is for tkifa. So you can poil a chalois that is a tkifa. A zach that's not a tkifa. I'm using sale as a moridik vikendu. What do you mean? If the pshat, so we're adding on another whole layer to the suffix of the mezuzah. If the suffix of the mezuzah would be, is the right to grab something enough bailus today to make chaloisin? That would apply side by sale, side by hekdesh. I repeat, if the pshat and mesusa would be the way I said today in the first half, that a zach that I have a right to grab is a shum koyach, that's enough to make chaloisin, that I could sell it, I could make it hekdesh, I could do whatever I want. The answer is that's not enough. It's nachadarga. The shum koyach is, you can do the shum koyach. You have a shum koyach in the zach, so you could do a zach, which is the shum koyach. But more than what the shum koyach is, that you can't do. So, vibalt what the suffix left you in this object, the bailus that the suffix left you is an ability to do tkifa. So today, I didn't grab it yet. What's the tikka? I didn't grab it yet. Today, I could do a bailus that is going to be an act of tkifa because the bailus that I have is legabi tkifa. Legabi everything else besides tkifa the Suffolk took away from me. The Suffolk took away from me. It's not by me. It's out of my control. It's out of reach. What did the Suffolk leave for me? The Suffolk left for me the right to grab. The Suffolk left for you for the right to grab so you can exercise that bailus to grab and make chaloisin that are called grabbing. A chalois that won't be an act of tkifa, you never had a bailus legabi such a chalois, and therefore you can't make such a chalois. That's why the Gemara says it has to be commanded tukfa dummy, because I'm Yerossel the Gavoya, can this Yerossel the Hedge dummy, and that's why Moirav Rabbeisai, if I go sell the other half, it won't be chal. And that's if I go sell the other half, it won't be chal. Because the selling at the end of the day is not going to be an act of tkifa, because we don't say Amir Rasul, the Gavoya Kimisi Rasul. It's not Kimisi Rasul, it's still in his hands. And therefore, if the selling will be chal, the selling won't be nechshav, an act of tkifa. Legabi, things which are not an act of tkifa, I never had a bailus to begin with. So the huge change and the huge upgrade that took place from part A to part B, from yesterday to today, was what exactly is the suffix of Mesusa? Till now I learned that the suffix of Mesusa, and according to Rashi, suffix number one is I have an object that might be mine. I have an object that might be mine. And I have rights in it. Is the theoretical rights that I have in it enough to make chalaisin? Up till now, I learned that the suffix of mezuzah was, I have an object, very, very interesting case. I have an object that's suffix mine, but it's out of reach. And the question is the fact that under certain circumstances, I can't hold it, is enough to be called within reach. If it's called within reach, I can make chalaisin. What type of chalaisin could I make? I could be magdish it, I could sell it. Shalom Yisrael, a big yamtif. That's the first way I learned. That's the low-grade word, but it doesn't fit into the Gemara. For that, I don't need command to talk for. After them, I don't need command to talk for. For that, it's enough. I have a right to grab it. The right to grab it says that I have enough shachas with this object that I can go make chalaisin. I have a right to grab it. I don't need that the chalais is an act of grabbing. The fact that I have a right to grab it keeps it in my ballpark. It's within reach. Shtei Gemara, that's not enough. The balt, what's giving you the shem bailus, is the ability to grab it. You can only do something. You have bailus legabi grabbing. You ever heard the nusach I just said? It's not that because I have a right to grab it, I have bailus. I have bailus legabi grabbing. You hear what I just said? It's not the pshat that the balt I have a right to grab, therefore I have bailus. This is the vort. It's not that you could learn like that. You could learn. The balt I have a right to grab, therefore I have bailus. No. I have bailus legabi, the right to grab. That's what I have bailus. That's the pshat. So the first nusach I said was that, and that would be the pasha pshat is that the balt I have a right to grab, but therefore I have bailus. I'm not saying that. You have bailus legabi, the right to grab. So you can only do something which is called an act of grabbing. Says the Gemara, command the talk for dummy. That's the flamoy lami de Zotayra. Oh, 1 second. No, who gave you the bailus to grab it? Because the din of the suffix is that I have a right to do an act of grabbing. So anything which will be called an act of grabbing, the suffix gave me a right to do an act of grabbing. One minute. That's MS Lamita Shaltaira. 1 second. 1 minute, I'm just beginning. So what's the obvious Shaila now? So what's the other side of the world? Well, Suffolk. So what is the Suffolk? I said over the first side so beautifully, that you belt, I have a right to grab, and when I'm going to do Hegdish, the Hegdish is going to be grabbing. So what's the side not? Was that what the Gemara says? Command the talk. What do you want to say? Second Zad. Why do you have to be able to talk for? Listen to the teeth guy now. What's his name? Some shot in the Gemara. What's Oidema? What's Oidema? You know what Oidema is? The Oidema is that Avadi you have a supposed to grab. Avadi you have a supposed to grab. And Avada, when you'll grab, when you'll make it Hegdish, it will be called grabbing. You know what the topic was? But who says you have a right to make it Hegdish? How late? You didn't grab it yet. In order to do the act of grabbing, you have to make it Hegdish. Do you have enough bailus to make it Hegdish? So if the Hegdish wouldn't be called an act of grabbing, you wouldn't be able to do the Hegdish. Nothing to talk. It's a no-brainer. Because you don't have bailus, like, be something that's not an act of grabbing. But in order to perpetrate the act of grabbing, I have to make it Hegdish. And right now, I didn't grab yet. So can I start this whole cycle? Can I make it Hegdish? That itself was the suffix of the Gemara. The suffix of the Gemara was that, albeit it's true that when the Hegdish will be Chal, it will be an articulation of my right to grab. Because it's not enough that because you can grab, you have bailus. You have bailus, the God be grabbing. But the question is, but how does it start? In order for the grabbing to take place, I have to make it Hegdish. And how do I start the process? Halei, today it's not mine, it's out of my reshus. You're right, when I'll make it Hegdish, it will be called grabbing. But do I have the right to make it Hegdish? That's the suffix of Gemara. I can't hear you.
I didn't grab it yet.
So right now, Kayyum Hazeh, it's out of reach. I have a right to grab it. And if I'll make it Hegdish, it will be get grabbed. But I didn't grab it yet. So how do I start the process? In order to do the act of grabbing of Hekdesh, I have to have the Bialos to make it Hekdesh. And right now, Kayyem is there. It's not by me. Right now, it's Yechlei Kru. Well, the first starts coming to explain something else. No, it's not two separate childless. The suffix of the Gemara is, do I have enough Bialos to make it Hekdesh? The apology of the Gemara in tzad number one is that the only tzad that you could make it Hekdesh, if the Hekdesh is going to be talked for. No, the suffix of the Gemara is where we learned until now. Do I have enough bialos in a zazah to make an hekdesh? The Gemara in the first tzad, in order for the first tzad to get off the ground, the Gemara has to add on an apology and explain that the only tzad that the hekdesh is going to work, because it's going to be called an act of tukva. It's not called nothing to do with each other. The suffix of the Gemara is a clear suffix. Do I have the right to go make hekdesh on something which right now is out of reach, but I could get hold of? Frank the Gemara to itself, what do you mean you have a tzad to make it hekdesh, but I only have rights lagabi tukva? The answer is, this is called Takva. So there's no suffix on the commander Takva. That's what I'm saying. The suffix wasn't commander Takva. Not two different statum. The suffix wasn't commander Takva. The suffix was to have the right to make it Hekdesh. On the tzad that I have the right to make it Hekdesh, the Gemara says, what's it going to help you? But you only have Pilos to copy to Kifa. It's called commander Takva. And a sale won't work. 1 minute. If that's true, and it is true. So one second, now we get to the big kasha of today. Now we've arrived. Shal Tov Muslachas. So I have a monumental kasha. What's fair now? My kasha is, the means you're telling me that what? That in order to go do Hekdesh based on a right to grab it, it's not enough that I have a right to grab. The Hekdesh itself has to be what? The Hekdesh itself has to be an act of what? Tfisa. So the Hekdesh has to be the Tfisa. So now I have a kasha. I want to hear Pateras on this kasha. Moirai v'raboisai. We said? We're good? Now we start. Let's talk about Bechor, case number three. Case number three, in the Havmin of Rav Avnuna, who made the Hekdesh? Who made the Hekdesh? We'll call it the Kohen made the Hekdesh, okay? Even though he really didn't, but we'll call it the Kohen made the Hekdesh, okay? What right did the Kohen have to make the Hekdesh? It's by Yenagai. It's out of reach. The answer is what? I have a schus to grab it, right? So I'm going to follow the lines, and the Hekdesh is also what? And when the baby becomes a chor, it's also command the what? The Hekdesh is also an act of what? Of tkifa. Why is it called grabbing? Because Amir also the gavaya. The Hekdesh moves over to who? The Bechor moves over to who? Bechor is sitting by Rabbeinu the Yisrael, and it's by who really? It's by the Eibishter. So far, so good. 1 minute. So far, so good. So I'm copying. I'm going to Bechor. By Bechor, why is the coin allowed to make it Hekdesh? He's not really making it Hekdesh, but it's virtual, right? Why is the coin allowed to make it Hekdesh? Because he could grab it, right? And the act of the Hekdesh is an act of grabbing itself. Agreed? We're good so far? My rabbi say, if the coin would actually grab it for the Yisrael, when does Tisa work by Bechor? Said Rashi, only when you have a what? Only when you have a what? A shows like Rav Kach Tzavach, correct? If the Kohen will actually grab at him, when are you allowed to grab from Yisrael? When are you allowed to take away from Yisrael of Raya? Said the Pnei Yeshua yesterday in Rashi. You can't stop grab, it's only when what? Shows like Rav Kach Tzavach, correct? Watch. Fekir Hakasha. And now you're telling me that in order for the Hekdesh to be Chal, the Hekdesh has to be called grabbing. But you're only allowed to grab if you have a Shows like Rav Kach Tzavach. When the baby was born, somebody was Shosik. When did the grabbing happen? When did the command to talk for happen? When did Amir also the Gavoya happen? Remember, you're telling me it's not enough that I have a right to grab tomorrow. The Hekdesh itself has to be the grabbing. Okay. When did the Hekdesh happen by the Bechor, Rabbi Say? When did it happen? When the baby was born. The Kohen was Shosik there, the Kohen was around, the Kohen knew the baby was born. Still, right? Of course not. You would tell me that Azach that I have a right to grab on the Bialim today. Very good. I don't need the act of Hekdesh to be an act of grabbing. What? I have a right to grab it tomorrow with Shazak. So today, the Kohen can make it Hekdesh. But if you tell me that the only way Hekdesh can be Chal is because the Hekdesh itself is an act of grabbing. Well, the Rashi says before, she only allowed to grab from the Yisrael by Metzach Raya to Shazak and Tzavach. The Kedushas of Bechor wasn't accompanied by a shtika. Repeat the question. Vegev, if it's true that in order for the Hekdesh to be chal, it's not enough that I have a right to grab it, I need that the Hekdesh itself should be an act of grabbing, because it has what I just said. So then in Bechor itself, you have to follow the rules of grabbing. What does Rashi say the rules of grabbing are? Only by when? When are you allowed to actually physically grab it? So it's back on Tzavak, right? Otherwise, it's exactly the rest of it, right? And now you're telling me that in order for the Hekdesh to be chal, the Hekdesh also has to be called grabbing. The Hekdesh also has to be called grabbing. The Hekdesh also has to be called grabbing. So, Fekir Hakasha, but Rashi says that by Bechor, you have to have Shalzak Vakav Tzavach. Rashi says you have to have Shalzak Vakav Tzavach. Why are you making faces of it for me?
Because if I could get rid of the Maisim Zeil of the Torah gave it to Dusha, even if you say that it has to do with the Mammon of the Kayan, so I'm just trying to get rid of a Maisim Zeil.
And therefore, what do you think?
Taking it for himself,
the guy's
taking
mum,
it's
a mum, it's a mum, it's a mum, it's a mum, it's a mum, it's a mum, it's a mum, it's a mum, it's a mum, it's a mum, it's a mum, it's a mum, it's a mum, it's a mum, it's a mum, it's a mum, it's a mum, it's a mum, it's a mum, it's a mum, it's a mum, it's a mum, it's a mum, it's a mum, it's a mum, it's a mum, it's a mum, it's a mum, it's a mum, it's a mum, it's a mum, it's a mum, it's a mum, it's a mum, it's a mum, it's a mum, it's a mum, it's a Happy to be here. Yeah. Why does Rashi say you have to sell the Vakav Tzavach? The Kohen grabs. So he said big rate yesterday that you can't change tfisas with an act of Gzela. Even if you all talk for Kohen Emes in the other, even though you're allowed to change the Psak, right? You can't do an act of Gzela. You can't mug somebody. It has to be at least a tfisa Vershals. Otherwise, it's an act of Gzela. And it can't change. That's only when I physically take it from the guys. I say, you're doing an act of Gzela. When I make something Hegdish, I'm not doing an act of Gzela because it's a very simple Memanashach. I'm going to say it sharper than you said it. Memanashach. If the Zach's not mine, so the Hegdish wasn't Chal, nothing happened. On the side that the Zach was mine, the Hegdish was Chal. I didn't steal it from you, I didn't take it away from you. It became Hegdish when it's by you. Well, what's the act of the Tkifa? The act of the Tkifa is that wherever it is by the Eivishta, correct? That's called an act of Gzela. That's not called an act of Gzela. I didn't grab it out of you. It's by the Eivishta. When I take something physically, when the changing of the Muchzakas takes place, I have physical change. So that's an act of Gzela. Act of Gzela. I don't see about you. You go mug somebody, right? It's like if I go mug somebody, that doesn't make me a Muchzak. He's the Muchzak. You went ahead and stole it from him. But over here, Afazeved on the Tzad that it's Chal is able to become Kodesh even by you. Without doing an act of Gzela, by the way. Because the Zach's Kodesh, wherever it is, because I'm also the Gvark, who's also the Hedjidami. So I never did a physical act of stealing it from you. The act of Gzela means that I saw the guy grab it from another guy, and therefore grabbing it from another guy doesn't make you into a Mozik. By Hekdesh, you don't have that problem. Because by Hekdesh, Ramanashach, either it's not Chal at all, or it's Chal, and it's Chal by the guy without doing an act of Gzela. It's Hekdesh where it's by you. So Beseder, I'm going to say it very blunt. Moment is why you can continue to hold it. I'm not taking it away from you. You leave it by you. Leave the cow in your backyard. But the mice of the Hekdesh is Chal. So once the Hekdesh is Chal, it's without an act of Gzela. Over there, you don't need a Shas of Akach Tzavach. Meretz Niflamoid. Avad, the becoming of the Hekdesh, needs to be an act of Tkifa. The only reason why I need Shasak by an act of Tkifa is an act of Gzela. That's when I'm physically taking it from you. When I'm not physically taking it from you, it becomes Hekdesh while it's sitting by you. So I don't have a problem with that. So now it's Hekdesh. The Hekdesh is Chal. The Hekdesh is an act of Tkifa because I'm Rosh Hashanah. But it's not an act of Tkifa. That's a Maisik Gzela because it left it by you. And Mail over there, it's going to be Chal even without Shasak Rakach Tzavach. But all this was only Shver. Only after Zevite that the Hekdesh has to be an act of Tkifa. The Hekdesh has to be an act of Tkifa. So now we had Shver. Where's your Shasak? Nobody was Shasak when the baby was born. But now that we learned, but only because of the new level there has to be an act, we have this kasha. Otherwise, I wouldn't have the kasha to begin with. I would ask in a million years, there was no shtika by the leda. I need a shtika by the leda. I need a shtika by the grabbing. The leda is the hekdesh. The answer is no. It's not the pshata because you can grab, therefore you're bound to make it hekdesh. Your bile is megabi grabbing. So it has to be an act of grabbing. So where's your shtika? The answer is, I only need a shtika because it's always an act of gzela. A hekdesh is not an act of gzela. Tomorrow, Mitzvah Hashem. We're going to see the Tosfos on the bottom.